Venture capital has made major contributions to the U.S. economy. With scores of dot-com companies filing for bankruptcy, many in the technology industry are examining the role venture capital played in creating the recent speculative bubble. Venture capital firms plowed billions of dollars into what turned out to be ill-conceived internet startups. NPR's Chris Arnold talked with venture capitalists in Silicon Valley to determine how that happened and what they've learned.
Back in 1996, when he was 22 years old, Tony Hsieh launched the internet business Link Exchange with his college roommate. The timing was perfect for the company, which offered promotional and business tools for websites.
Over the course of the next 2.5 years, we ended up acquiring another company. Did a lot of the work to go public for that company, but in the end, in November 98, decided to sell the company to Microsoft for $265 million.
Hsieh used some of his newfound wealth to start a small venture capital firm in San Francisco. In addition to money, Hsieh offers companies a place in his business incubator here, an office space with the computers, desks, and phones that they need to get started.
So on this side of the room, we have a company called Zappos.com, and it is the web's most popular shoe store.
Hsieh says he's optimistic about this internet shoe store, even if it sounds like a dot-com disaster in the making. Another of Hsieh's investments, the search engine Ask Jeeves, went public 2 years ago, and its stock hit a high near 200 before plummeting more than 95%. Venture capitalists, or VCs, had a lot to do with the tech boom and bust that's made some people rich, left some investors hurt, and sent shockwaves through the economy, because they're the investors who gave all these dot-coms money and support to launch unsustainable businesses. According to research firm Venture Economics, over the past 5 years, venture investments rose nearly tenfold to $100 billion.
The whole dot-com crash is being attributed to the availability of money for ideas that are now turning out not to be as successful.
Yogan Dalal is a partner with the Mayfield Fund, which has been a top-tier venture capital firm in Silicon Valley for more than 30 years. Dalal was actually quite skeptical of internet companies early on, especially the consumer sites, and his firm at first avoided investing in them. But then even level-headed analysts and Wall Street veterans started saying that internet startups could be highly profitable, and Dalal says he somewhat reluctantly started investing in dot-coms.
We were seduced by the potential because at some point you can't resist this incredible wave that the whole world is engaged in. And you'd have to do it with some restraint. But part of being a venture capitalist is taking risks. It was an experiment. And unfortunately, the experiment has failed, other than the creation of a few companies like eBay, Yahoo, and Amazon.
Dalal says that in the frenzy to fund internet companies and race them toward a stock offering, many venture capitalists strayed from their core mission of seeking out entrepreneurs with new technologies. He says many internet firms were in reality just marketing gambits with no core intellectual property. But he says venture capital shouldn't get a bad name for its participation in the dot-com bubble.
In many ways, venture capital is really the engine that drives the technology revolution that we've seen over the last 30 years, and people forget that household names like Intel or Sun Microsystems, Genentech, they were all created through venture capital. And I don't see this changing.
A study released this week by the National Venture Capital Association finds that over the past 30 years, venture-backed companies created 4.3 million new jobs. So NVCA Research Director John Taylor says the thousands of recent dot-com layoffs don't begin to put a dent in venture capital's historical contribution.
There's no question that there has been some fallout in the dot-com arena. And yet, when you look at the cumulative effect of all of this over the past three decades and the companies that have been created, now represent about 3% of the total U.S. payroll, about 7.4% of U.S. domestic product. In fact, the contribution of venture capital is pretty significant to the U.S. economy.
Looking forward, venture capitalists say they've shifted their focus from dot-coms to new types of memory chips, compression algorithms, and optical networking products. Many VCs say, though, that in the current climate, they're having to be so cautious that they're probably missing some opportunities. They say, for example, a company like eBay, one of the few successful dot-coms, would likely be seen as too risky if it were being created now.
The concept deals, or the deals that are kind of build it and they will come type deals, probably would have a hard time getting funded in this environment.
Tim Haley is a co-founder of Redpoint Ventures in Silicon Valley. He says some promising companies out there are failing because they can't raise money.
If they could get the investment and prove their model out over the long term, they might, many of them turn out to be really good companies. But in the current environment, there's something of a boycott on funding, and it's very difficult to, in some cases, to get these companies funded, and clearly that's the oxygen that keeps them going.
Analysts estimate that the amount of venture capital flowing into startups has fallen off by more than 50% over the past 6 months. They say that many new venture firms will fail, along with the dot-coms in their portfolios. But despite the internet debacle, analysts expect there will still be more money available for startups than there was 5 years ago. And most industry observers say the more established venture capital firms will weather the storm and will continue to play an important role in building innovative companies. They'll just be a lot more careful about how they invest their money. Chris Arnold, NPR News, San Francisco.